Hello and welcome to Glitchy Switch, the podcast all about what it feels like discovering you have ADHD as an adult. My name is Martin and I believe that no one deserves to live in shame in a world not designed for them. So in each episode, I'll pick off the kind of questions that go through your mind on the journey from curiosity to diagnosis. Whether you're on your own journey or supporting someone who is, I hope my own experiences might just help you. I know what it's like to have a busy life and a busy mind, so each episode lasts about as long as a cup of coffee, so you can easily fit it in and enjoy without draining too much energy. One of the things that goes through your mind when you go through diagnosis is about ongoing treatment or coping strategies armed with this added insight about yourself. As I've mentioned before, I decided that I didn't want to take ADHD-specific meds, as I wanted to see how having the additional headspace would give me some room and reduce some stress. I was still, however, experiencing anxiety and stress. And as well as exploring a switch of meds for that, and maybe we'll talk about that again another day, I actually unlocked some therapy credits for my work employee assistance program at the time. As we got started, the therapist explained that we were going to be using a cognitive behavioural therapy or CBT technique. And to say I felt underwhelmed, being honest with you, we're all friends, aren't we now? I felt rather underwhelmed. I think part of it was my own cynicism about, you know, whether you could think yourself better, which was what I always kind of dismissed CBT as. And that was basically born out of not really understanding it properly or, you know, thinking as I was back in those days, to sort of deep in denial about my own situation, I didn't even bother to try. I had tried reading CBT for Dummies probably about 10 years before, and yeah, I just kind of, you know, tossed it on the pile with the other things, thought, what a load of old rubbish. So you could say that my interest-based ADHD brain, spoiler alert, we'll talk about that another day as well, was working overtime trying to get motivated to talk to this poor guy. Anyway, the sessions were free to me and I really, really, really was feeling quite anxious. So to be honest, I was just happy to give it a go and, you know, go in with both feet, as it were. There was also a sense that I could already feel a page turning in my life because I explained to the therapist it was the first time I'd openly gone to any kind of treatment or counselling or mental health situation openly talking about my neurodiversity. So, you know, new frontiers and all that. Now, if you're not familiar, CBT is one of the most popular techniques out there for tackling anxiety. Essentially, it works by challenging the underlying thoughts and beliefs that are causing you stress or anxiety on the basis that over time, you can gradually reduce their impact on you. That's the goal of it. You know, the triggers might still be there, but actually, if you've managed to sort of diffuse some long-held beliefs underneath it, maybe the triggers won't have quite the same impact on you. For example, if you end up getting very stressed and anxious when you're asked to give, say, a presentation to a room of people, even when you've successfully presented lots of times, through CBT, you can try and understand, you know, what's going on. What's the underlying belief you've told yourself probably decades ago, probably many years ago, that's causing your emotional reaction and your stress reaction to it. In that situation, the underlying belief causing you stress might be that, you know, oh, I'm not a good presenter, and you're worried you're going to get found out and sacked. You know, sometimes doing things like the five whys exercise, you know, that thing where you just keep asking yourself why until you get to some clarity is quite a useful thing. It can take a little bit of unpacking sometimes. But if you know what the underlying belief is, you can challenge it with evidence. And the way my therapist explained it to me is it was a bit like putting it on trial in court. You can look for the evidence for the belief, and then many cases you will find many more against the belief than for it. The final step you can then take is to establish a more realistic belief. So in this case, you might try and focus on a specific belief such as, I am an experienced presenter who has proven myself many times. I'm paraphrasing probably about two or three sessions worth of therapy, but you know, you get the idea. If you're interested, there's books, go and speak to a therapist. It does genuinely work, or at least it did for me anyway. Now you're probably thinking, well, you know, why is he going off on one about all of this kind of stuff? You know, he's having one of his divergent moments. Well, actually, ADHD, at least for me, does fit into this picture. Because the thing is, if your brain is hyperactive and won't stop, and you're a divergent thinker, which means, you know, you're creative, and that means your capacity to dream up new things to be anxious about is greater than most people's. Also factor in that your filters are lower than most, so many more things register as stimulus than with others. So your worry can pretty much escalate off the charts at that point. Now, like so much in ADHD, this has its upsides and its downsides, of course. The upside is it makes you really, really good at thinking and planning ahead, because your capacity to war game, you might say, scenarios, is better than most, because your brain's going over and over and over. You're thinking of all these different possible permutations that are going on, and you can't let go of them, and you've thought of everything. The downside, of course, is that if you're thinking up sort of scenarios about things that are just going to cause you anxiety, you can make yourself pretty miserable and stressed pretty quickly. It's kind of, well, you know, one of the stories of my life, I suppose. And this was what was happening to me. At that time, it was a bit because of work. I've always been quite a confident person at work, actually, at least. I think kind of deep down, I've always basically known that I'm pretty decent at what I do. But also, I had something going on sort of in some outside work situations, which was where I was getting stressed whenever I had to set a boundary with people. And it's important to kind of differentiate, I think, between your kind of in work and outside work persona. Because in work, you're kind of on duty. Your habit of masking is kind of dialed up a lot. And actually, when you finish work and you kind of wind down, you're not masking quite so much. So the things that you find triggering tend to leak out a lot more. And I'm a people pleaser by nature. And whilst I can manage it for work, I just can't keep it up all the time. And through my course with the therapist, I was really, really surprised at how effective the CBT was to gradually starting to diffuse my stress whenever I found myself in the situation where I was having to, I guess, kind of assert my own needs and, you know, set a boundary with people. What's odd is this technique of putting beliefs on trial. And again, as I say, the therapist did actually use these words, right? Imagine you're in a courtroom. Actually made my mind think of a courtroom with a judge, and I found myself watching a trial of my beliefs in my head. It was like, it was so, so strange. But being a visual person, and lots of ADHD people are visual learners, and I think I always have been as well. I'm a very visual person. When I explain things, or when I have to draw a diagram or a picture of something, I think about what it's going to look like almost as quickly as I'm thinking about what the concepts are. I think in my case, as an ADHD person, it actually made CBT stick even more, because I had this, you know, kind of simile to work with. That and the sheer volume of times I was doing it, I told you my brain didn't stop, I think meant I became pretty good at that technique quite quickly. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you do struggle with anxiety and are an ADHD person, do give it a try and just see how you get on with it. Actually, each morning I have a daily planning regime I do, and I've actually made the CBT method of challenging beliefs, I think I might come up against during the day, sort of part of that routine. So I'll sit there in the morning, and again, perhaps for another day, I'll tell you a little bit about this ADHD sort of enhanced version of time management that I've come up with. But one of the aspects of it is, I'll sit there and I'll look at my calendar and I'll think about how I'm feeling and I'll think about stuff that's going on. And I do actually sit there and think, what are the unhelpful beliefs that I think I might come up against today? And then what I do is I sort of say, right, what's the unhelpful belief? And I go through this process of going, well, what's my evidence for it? Sometimes that column isn't empty. There might be some things where, you know, genuinely there's possibly some evidence that my belief might have its roots in it. But equally true, the against column is nearly always far, far, far longer, even if there is anything on the, you know, the for column. And the other thing the therapist taught me, by the way, is to really kind of challenge that evidence, right? You know, if you're sort of saying, oh, I'm a terrible presenter, and you sort of say, well, the evidence for it is that I saw someone yawning once in a presentation. Well, that's not really evidence you're a bad presenter. It might just be that that person was tired. It's got to be, you know, evidence that's strong enough to sort of hold water in this sort of imaginary court that I've got. But anyway, I go through this process in the morning, and I've usually got, I don't know, I'm kind of averaging at least one or two different unhelpful, you know, unhelpful sort of beliefs that I think might creep up on me during the day. And the better belief that I come up with is a counter to it all, having kind of put it on trial whilst I'm planning in the morning. I've actually started building a bit of a bank of them, so I can see myself at some point, I don't know, just printing something out and stick it on the office wall or something, just so I can refer to it. Anyway, they've become a really good reference point if I'm getting stressed or uncertain during the day. That's that for today's session. But I think we'll stay with anxiety next time. And I read a book recently and I've never felt so seen. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. You can get in touch via glitchyswitchpodcast@gmail.com with your thoughts and suggestions of things you'd like to hear about. You can also follow me on @glitchyswitchpodcast on Instagram for more on ADHD life and to find out what's coming next.